3 weeks ago, hundreds of volunteers joined up in what was called the Minuteman Project to stake out a section of the Arizona-Mexico border. Their mission was to stop illegal migrants and draw attention to a lack of security on the border. President Bush called the militiamen vigilantes, and the U.S. Border Patrol did not appear to welcome their help. NPR's Ted Robbins is in Tucson, and he's been following the Minuteman Project and joins me now. Hi, Ted.
Hi, Jennifer.
The Minutemen have already declared victory and say that they have stopped a lot of border crossings. What do we know about what they've accomplished?
Jennifer, they declared victory the day the project began as well. They said that the attention that they had drawn to their cause was a victory in itself. And that was one of two goals they had. They've gotten massive publicity out of this. The second goal was to, quote, shut down the border. I've sat out there with groups of the Minutemen, and when they spot crossers, they do what they're charged with doing, which is not to actually stop anybody, but to call the Border Patrol. And indications from the Border Patrol are that the number of apprehensions, the number of folks caught crossing, have gone down in that area by about half during the period that the Minutemen have been there. Whether the Minutemen are solely responsible for that is a different question. You have to look more closely because the Mexican government told crossers to steer clear to avoid confrontation. Also, this time of year, traditionally, crossing moves away from this area that the Minutemen were patrolling to the west of where they were. And so numbers are up in the areas to the west of where the Minutemen are deployed.
Tell us about these people, and why do they say they've done this?
It's important, I think, to not sort of homogenize this group. I'd say there's a core probably of 50 to 75 folks who are organizers of this. And then there were other folks who had come from all over the country, and they had never been within, say, 1,000 miles of the border or 100 miles of the border. And they had more generalized concern over the issues. Even among the two leaders, Jim Gilchrist, he's a retired accountant from San Diego area, his concern has always been illegal immigration. Chris Simcox, the newspaper publisher from Tombstone, his concern has always been protecting the border from potential terrorists coming in. So even among the leadership, this group had different objectives.
I understand the Minutemen now say they're going to bring their case to Washington, D.C., and that they want to expand their mission. What are they planning?
Well, immigration legally is a federal issue, and so they are bringing it out of frustration, they say, to members of Congress who are sympathetic. And then they're also going to take it to the heartland. They're not only going to expand along the southern border states, they say, and do further patrols. They also say they're going to start boycotting businesses that they say are employing illegal immigrants.
NPR's Ted Robbins in Tucson, Arizona. Thank you.
You're welcome.